جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم.
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت، سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت، سلام ای رهبر.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و صلی الله علی محمد و آله الطاهرین. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد. Alhamdulillah, this majlis is full of angels and full of the people who are like angels. And the people, inshallah, they want to help. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Help Islam and help the religion. I want to discuss about one of the important tasks of the Prophet, and which is the task of the all of the mu'mineen. And one of the significant a'mal which Islam put on our shoulder is purification. Purification actually is not in an action, but we can reach to this point. We can purify by some a'mal. One of them, which is mentioned in our rawayat, is making wuzu. Importance of wuzu and effects of wuzu. One of the significant issues, inshallah, we want to talk about it and recite some beautiful hadith from Rasulullah, from A'imma alayhim as-salam, and we want to know how is it important and what is the effect of wuzu. Before that, it is good to say that one of the duty of the all of the anbiya is to purify people. This is mentioned in Quran at least in four places, in different verses of Quran. Mentioned that the one of them in Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon believers, give blessing to mu'mineen when raised among them a messenger. Yeah, why? What is his duty? What is his commission? Is yatlu alayhim ayat, first to recite verses of Quran, and then yuzakkihim, to purify them. The question is how the Prophet of God can purify people. The short answer is, if Rasulullah and all of the messengers of Allah, if they want to purify people, they have to be purified. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and purified Rasulullah in this verse of Quran when he said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْحِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُتَهِّرَكُمْ تَتْهِيرًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد أجل فرجه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified Ahl al-Bayt, purified the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, if Rasulullah is purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he will be able to purify his people, to purify mu'mineen, to purify all of the believers. But for be purified, for purity, you need to take some steps. For example, if you want to go to palace of the kings, you have to go in front and reach in front of the in front of his palace. Then someone come and take you to the room of the kings. Yeah? If you want to be purified, you have to love purification. You have to take some steps towards purification. As long as you doesn't want, you don't want to be purified by the Prophet, Rasulullah can do nothing. And for example, in history of Masjid al-Quba, when the Prophet ﷺ moved from Mecca to Medina in first day of Rabiul Awwal, few days actually in first day of Rabiul Awwal, we are now I think in fourth of Rabiul Awwal. When the Prophet ﷺ wants to move from Mecca to Medina, when he reached to the city of Quba, or there was a village at that time, you know, he started to build a masjid named as Masjid al-Quba. The verses of Quran in Surah Tawbah, verse 108 mentioned that لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلَ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ. The masjid, the mosque which built from the first day of Hijrat, yes, it is better for you, has a priority to perform your prayer there, because this masjid based on taqwa, built on taqwa, yes. And then that فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَتَهَرُوا. The condition of this masjid is because there are some people, they love to be purified. They love purity. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَتَهَرُوا. They love purity. They want to be purity. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَهَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who wants to be purity, okay, to be purified. So even only if you love purity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. For example, you are not actually purified, no, but as you love purification, so Allah loves you. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّهَرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sign and the condition of the Masjid al-Quba is that there are some people who love purity. فِيهِ الرِّجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَتَهَرُوا. So, and there are some a'mal, some worship in Islam to be purified. One of them is Salat. Another one is paying Zakat. For example, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Okay? Or we have in Quran says that خُذْ مِنْ أَوَّالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُزَكِّيهِمْ وَتُتَهِرُهُمْ. O Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, take sadaqa from their property, from their chattel, you know. تُزَكِّيهِمْ وَتُتَهِرُهُمْ. Why? Does Allah need their money? No. Allah wants to tuzakkihim wa tutahhir. Allah wants to purify them. And one of the a'mal which is recommended in Islam to be purified is wuzu, making wuzu. I want to recite some beautiful hadith about wuzu. For example, in Surah Ma'idah, verse 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. All those who believe, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When you stand and you want to say your prayer, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Yes? Wash your faith. وَأَيْدِيكُمْ. And your hand. إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. Yeah? Actually until your elbow. وَمْسَهُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجِلَكُمْ. And do mass your head and your feet. إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً. But if you do not find any water to make wuzu, فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا تَيِّبًا. So you can do tayammum with the clean dust. مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. This part of verse is verse of Quran is very important about the reason of making wuzu. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us, request us to do wuzu, to make wuzu before any salat? And during the day, during the night, why we have to have wuzu? Okay? Said, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah doesn't want to create problem for you. وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُتَحِّرَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify you. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to complete His ni'mah, His blessing upon you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. This is very important that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the reason for making wuzu is only to be clean, so why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to clean your hand, your face before making wuzu? Remove any najasat from your body before making wuzu. So the reason of wuzu is not only to be clean. There is another reason which mentioned in this verse of Quran. Said, لِيُتَحِّرَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to clean your spiritual body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with wuzu wants to remove any sins from your body which committed during the day. This is the reason. The interesting thing is that said, لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. At least in two times in Quran mentioned this part of verse, لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. The first one in the day of Ghadir. Yes? In the day of Ghadir, when Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam pointed as the Wali, as the Imam, they said, لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. So Imamat is the ni'mat. And here says that making wuzu is ni'mat. Not only ni'mat, liyutimma is the completion of ni'mat, of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Liyutimma ni'matahu Allah subhanahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to complete His blessing by order you to make wuzu. And that's why, you know, when we look at the history at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people try to actually take water of wuzu of Prophet. They put their hand under the hand of the Prophet, and they sometimes, as Bukhari, in Sahih Bukhari mentioned that the companion of the Prophet fight each other because they wanted to take the water of the wuzu of Prophet. They know the importance of this water. It is not regular water. There are lots of water there. This water make you enlightened. This water, the water of wuzu. Let me to recite another hadith which mentioned in Misbah al-Sharia, you know, the book of Misbah al-Sharia attributed to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Most of ulama believe that this is the book of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. One of the beautiful hadiths mentioned that about the importance and effect of wuzu. Said, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الطَّهَارَة. When you want to actually make wuzu. وَالْوُضُو. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الطَّهَارَة. When you want to remove sins from your body. And when you want to make wuzu. Wuzu and tahara is same. Because the effect of wuzu is taharat, is purity. فَتَقَدَّمْ إِلَى الْمَاءِ. And you go and close to the water. تَقَدُّمَكَ إِلَى رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Go towards water like going towards Allah's mercy. Because this is the ni'man, bliss of Allah, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam alayhi salam said, when you see the water which you want to make wuzu with it, so look at the water as look at the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this water is able to clean your spiritual body, to remove your sins. And say that, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ جَعَلَ الْمَاهِ مِفْتَاحَ رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this water as the key of His mercy. و مناجات and the key for speaking to him. Yes, مفتاح رحمته and مفتاح مناجاته. It means that without this wuzu you cannot talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during your prayer. So the wuzu mentioned as the key for munajat, yes, and for receiving blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدَالًا عَلَى بَسَاطِ خِدْمَتِ. And this water guide you to the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَمَا أَنَّ رَحْمَتَهُ تُتَحِّرُ الذُّنُوبَ الْعِبَادِ. As the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove sins of the ibad, of the believers, فَكَذَلِكَ النَّجَاسَاتُ الظَّاهِرَةُ يُتَحِّرُهَا الْمَاءُ لَا غَيْرُ. The najasat, yeah, the najasat will be removed with water, with regular water. And the spiritual najasat, actually, the sins, yes, when you sit with shaitan, you became najis, because shaitan is najis, and Ahle Bayt is tahir. When you commit sins, your body will be najis. He said, as the regular water is able to clean your body from any najasat, so the water of wuzu will be able to remove all of the sin. All of the sin which you committed. All of the sin which make your body, your spiritual body, najis. The only way to clear your clean your body, to do tahara, to purify your body, is water of wuzu. And said that فَكَمَا أَحْيَا بِهِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ الدُّنْيَا. As the all of the blessing of this world is created by water, كَذَلَكَ بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ بِالطَّاعَاتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His special bless, with His favor, with His grace, with His mercy, جَعَلَ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ بِالطَّاعَاتِ. Actually, your heart will be alive with your worship, with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. امتزاجه بكل شيء وفي كل شيء آشر خلق الله ولا يتغير عن معنى. The importance of water, the condition of water, is that he mix with everything but remain water. And we have another hadith that المؤمن, the example of the mu'min, example of water. He can go everywhere, but every time is mu'min, remain mu'min. Mu'min is like steel, like iron. The container should be shaped itself as this steel, you know. If you be like water, when you put you in this container, immediately your shape will be changed. And if put you in another container, then your shape will be changed like that container. But so the mu'min is like water, not in this case. No, mu'min is like water, mixed with everything, but remain water. Go everywhere, but remain water. And then said that, and Imam alayhi salam said that, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that, this is the effect of wuzu. So when you want to look at wuzu, be careful. Make wuzu with full intention. What you are doing now? You are removing all of the sin you committed. Imam said, when you go towards the water for wuzu, actually is like going towards mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me to actually recite another hadith. Please recite aloud salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to stay in his place of salat after salat al-fajr in Medina in Masjid al-Nabi. When he finished his salat, he stayed there and people used to come and ask him a question. One day, two persons came. Rasulullah ﷺ said to them, "Do you want to tell you what is your question or you want to make question?" They said, "Rasulullah, it's better to actually inform us about our question." Said, "You want to go to Hajj, so you have some question about A'mal Hajj, you know?" And said to another one, "You want to ask me about the secret of wuzu, about the sir of wuzu. What is the reason? What is the philosophy of wuzu? Why we make wuzu? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requests us to make wuzu before any worship, before reciting Quran, yeah? Before actually starting salat?" Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam start to explain the reason. Said, "Fa'alam, knows that. Innaka idha darabta yadaka fil ma, knows that. When you put your hand in the water, وَقُلْتَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, and said بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ, start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَنَافَرَتِ الدُّنُوبُ الَّتِي اِكْتَسَبَتْهَا يَدَكَ, all of the sins which committed by your hand will be removed." Yes, this is the first step of making wuzu. And then say that, فَإِذَا غَسَلْتَ وَجْهَكَ, when you wash your face, تَنَافَرَتِ الدُّنُوبُ الَّتِي اِكْتَسَبَتْهَا أَيْنَاكَ وَفُوكَ, so all of the sins which you committed by your face and by your mouth will be dropped. All of them will be removed. This is the second step of wuzu. فَإِذَا غَسَلْتَ ذَرَاعَيْكَ, when you wash your hand, فَإِذَا مَسَحْتَ رَأْسَكَ وَقَدَمَكَ, and you must do mass of your hand and your feet, تَنَافَرَتِ الدُّنُوبَ الَّتِي مَشَيْتَ إِلَيْهَا عَلَىٰ قَدَمِكَ, all of the sins which you walk toward them to commit it. All of the sin which you committed by your head and by your feet will be removed. And then said, فَإِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, and when you prepare yourself, when you stand to start your prayer, what's happened? وَتَوَجَّحْتَ, and face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَرَعْتَ أُمَّ الْكِتَابِ, and start to recite Surah Al-Am, وَمَا تَيَسَّرَ لَكَ مِنَ السُّوَرِ, and then continue with other Surah of Quran, ثُمَّ رَكَعْتَ, and then he goes to ruku, فَأَتْمَمْتَ رُكُوَا, and finish the ruku, وَسُجُودَهَا, and did your sajda, وَتَشَحَّدْتَ, and recite tashahud, وَسَلَّمْتَ, and give salam, لَكَ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ مَا بَيْنِكَ وَبَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ الَّتِي قَدَّمْتَهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, all of the sin which you committed from your last prayer until this prayer. For example, between Salat al-Zuhr and Salat al-Maghrib. Yes? We, for example, commit different sins. Rasulullah ﷺ said that when your salat finished by that wuzu and this prayer, when your salat finished, so all of the sin which you committed from Salat al-Zuhr, after Salat al-Zuhr, until Salat al-Maghrib will be removed. Let me to said another hadith we have about Salat al-Jum'ah. If you go to Salat al-Jum'ah this week and you participate in another Salat al-Jum'ah next week, so we have hadith, all of the sin committed between those Jum'ah will be removed. And we have such a hadith about Umrah and about Hajj. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Yes? For example, if someone come and work for us for 2 hours, we give him $10. $2, 2 hours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count in another way. Only by wuzu, because your intention is different, it means that, oh Allah, if I sat with the shaitan during the week and commit sin, but now I want to return, I want to actually come to you, I want to return to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of the sin you done before. Here said that all of the ghafara laka, Allah forgive for you, forgive you kullu dhanbin, all of the sin, ma baynaka wa bayna as-salat allati qaddamtaha ila as-salat, from the last prayer which you perform until this prayer, all of them will be removed. Fa hadha laka fi salatik, this is only for your salat. Yes, this is only for, we have in one of the khutbah of Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam narrated one beautiful hadith from Rasulullah. He said, I heard from Rasulullah, he said that the salat which we perform every day 5 times, he said this is like fountain. Yes? Is like a water fountain. If there is a water river or fountain next to your house, in front of your house, yes, and you are used to take shower 5 times a day, is there any dirty, any bad things removed on your body or not? No, because 5 times a day you take shower with this water. Yes, he said the example of salat, example of this fountain. But the example of people for salat is example of some children. You see, sometimes the mother wants to actually take his children to the bathroom, and people and children start to cry. Yes, sometimes when we want to go to prayer, it's difficult for us. Postpone it. After that, after 1 hour, then let me to do this, do that, and then we start prayer. Why? Because we don't know the importance of salat, importance and wuzu, and importance and effect of our prayer. Rasulullah in this hadith and Imam Sadiq in that hadith says that when you start making wuzu, all of the sins will be removed. And when you finish your prayer, all of the sin which you committed from after your prayer, last prayer, until this prayer, all of them will be removed, will be dropped with your prayer. And let me to mention another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Rasulullah mentioned that Yahshurullah azza wa jal ummati yawm al-qiyamah bayna al-umam gurran muhajjalin. In the day of judgment, my ummat, my people, the Muslims, will be recognized by light of their face. Gurran muhajjalin. Gurran muhajjalin is, it means that their face is actually lightness, full of light and shine. Why? Because they used to make wuzu, remain on wuzu during the day. That's why we name Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam as Qa'id al-Ghurr al-Muhajjalin. This is the leader of the people who are actually, their face are in light, actually. Their face has a special light, because they remain on wuzu during the day. And we have different dua. This dua mentioned actually about the effects of wuzu. For example, when we want to wash our face during the wuzu, we say, Allahumma bayyad wajhi. Oh Allah, please white and enlighten my face. يوم تسود فيها الوجوه. At the day and at the time which most of people their face are dark because of the sin. Yes, because they committing sin. And so that there is another hadith, let me to mention another hadith and finish the actually this majlis. He said this hadith also from Prophet mentioned in Ilal al-Sharai. Ilal al-Sharai is the one of the important book which has been written by Shaykh Saduq rahmatullah alayh. And he said from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said qala rabbi azza wa jal in the night of Mi'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said qala rabbi azza wa jal ya Muhammad mud yadak. He said, oh Muhammad, open your hands. فَيَتَلَقَّاكَ مَا يَسِيلُ مِنْ سَاقَ أَرْشِ الْأَيْمَنِ. There are water in right side of my arsh. Yes. فَغْسِلْ بِهِ وَجْهَكَ. Wash your hand with this water from right side of arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And said, وَعَلَّمَهُ ذَلِكَ. And teach your people. وَمْسَحْ بِفَضْلِ مَا فِي مَيَّدِكْ بِرَأْسِكَ وَرِجْلَيْكَ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. And then when this actually water you use for washing your hand and washing your face, then with the remain of those water, do mass your head and your feet. And then said, إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمْسَحَ رَأْسَكَ وَأُبَارِكْ عَلَيْهِ. I want to actually do mass your head وبارك عليك. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making wuzu is blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we usually say in when we want to do mass, we say Allahumma qashni barahmatik wa barakatik. Oh Allah, cover all of my face with your mercy, with your barakat. It means that the wuzu has been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet to do how to do wuzu. And so the importance of wuzu and effect of wuzu is, I think, is clear because we have lots of hadith and the Surah Ma'idah mentioned about the reason. It said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you to do wuzu because liyutahhirakum. Allah wants to purify you. Okay? Well, liyutimma ni'matahu alaykum. Wants to complete His bless to you. And we have different hadith about the importance of wuzu and recommend mu'mineen to have wuzu during the day and during the night. For example, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man nama ala al-wuzu. The one who sleep with wuzu before go to bed, make wuzu. In adrakahul maut, if he died during the night, fi laylihi mat shahidan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider him as shahid. Consider him as shahid. And we have another hadith. Inni ajibtu mimman ya'khudhu fi hajatihi. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ وُدُوءٍ كَيْفَ لَا تَقْضِي حَاجَتَهُ. I wonder when someone make wuzu and then request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, he has a haja, yeah, he needs. And I wonder why his dua will not be accepted. It means that all of the dua with wuzu will be accepted, inshallah. And the another hadith mentioned that man nama mutawazzi'an, the person who go to bed with wuzu, kana farashuhu lahu masjidan, his bed is like masjid. When you sit in masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you rewards. Yes, so when you sleep with wuzu, so this bless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover you. And then say that wa nawmuhu lahu salatan hatta yusbih. And his noom, his sleep, considered as prayer. وَمَنْ نَوْمَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرَ وُذُوءٍ. And the person who do not wuzu when we go to bed, كَانَ فَرَاشُهُ لَهُ قَبْرًا. His bed is like grave. It's difficult. وَكَانَ كَالْجِيفَ حَتَّى يُصْبِهِ actually is like a carrion, yeah? Jifa is the dead body, yeah? They want to encourage mu'minin to make wuzu. We have a beautiful hadith one time in Sunday after Salat al-Zuhr, I recite this hadith. مَنْ نَامَ عَلَى طُهْرٍ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد اللهم صل على محمد فرجهم The one who actually go to bed, sleep with wuzu, مَنْ نَامَ عَلَى طُهْرٍ is the like the one who actually worship during the night. The person who all of the night stand and recite Quran, for example, and perform prayer, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward him. Yeah? The lots of his sins will be removed by this a'mal. Instead, the person who go to bed with wuzu is the like the person who be alive during the night. And the last hadith, inshallah, the last hadith, let me to recite it. مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَكْثَرَ خَيْرَهُ بَيْنَهُ فَلْيَتَوَضَّ عِنْدَ حُضُورَ طَعَامِهِ The one who wants to actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him blessing. يُكْثِرْ خَيْرَ Increase his blessing. Yes? Increase his ni'mah. If you want to increase your ni'mah and receive more ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start eating with wuzu. It means that every part of your life is better to be with wuzu. During the day, during the night. Why? Because Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi has a beautiful sentences, and he mentioned that عالم محضر خداست. در محضر خدا گناه نکنید. It means that this actually material life is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of your a'mal, good and bad, is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are doing everything in front of eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angel of God will write and note all of your a'mal. Said, در محضر خدا گناه نکنید. So if you feel you are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually seeing you and are looking you, so you do not commit any sins. Feel like such a person who see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see him. So the wuzu, because you in any time in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you have to be with tahara. You have to be actually with wuzu. So the effect of wuzu is purification. So if you want to conclude our discussion, is that the first step to be purified is to make wuzu for your prayer and during the day and even for the night is better to go to bed with wuzu. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to remain on wuzu during the day. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj والعافية والناس واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه وصل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
سلام كعبه دلها حسن حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جانم سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر
جانم حسین جانم،
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم، همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم، همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم، قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم، قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم، کنم بر پا عزا یسرا حسین جانم،
حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم،
سلام کعبه دلها حسین جانم، سلام کعبه دلها حسین جانم، سلام شمع من فلها حسین جانم،
حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم،
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جانم، سلام ای باب رحمت باب جانم، سلام ای رهبر والا حسین
حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم، حسین جانم.